Robert Wells and his Rhapsody in Rock Orchestra perform classical, jazz, and rock music around the world. The Beijing Olympics is not the first sporting event where his music will be prominently featured. His works have been heard at the World Figure Skating and World Ice Hockey Championships, as well as at gymnastics and equestrian competitions. Wells said he learned of the Olympics musical contest in 2006 and decided to enter. In March, the entries were cut to 30. In June, only two remained, and Wells found out only in July that he was the winner.
Finally getting here is a thrill and adventure. It's been a long journey and many, many sessions in the studio.
Robert Wells told VOA Sports why he thinks he won.
I think that I respected the Chinese folk music. I still have the beat on that I love, the kind of rock touch. It's positive. I think it wakes up people if they're sitting in the stadium and starting new things, even on the television viewers. I hope it affects them that it's going to be happy and it's really sports time.
The Olympic Overture begins with five tones to symbolize the Olympic ring. Wells said the opening of the overture came to him very quickly. He just heard the sound in his head. He said it took 2 to 3 months to complete the full composition. He added it was not difficult to incorporate Chinese elements, as he has been to China 22 times in the last 8 years. Wells even does some teaching in China at a university on the East Coast. As the official television theme music for the Summer Olympics, Wells says he was told his competition will be played more than 1,300 times during the Games, and he will perform live with a large orchestra during the second week of the Olympics on a stage set up beside the National Stadium known as the Bird's Nest.
Of course, it's a big thing to write music for the Olympics, but it's with a Chinese tradition, so like a musical servant, you know?
Park Brewer, VOA Sports, in Beijing.